One, two, three, four. Just another day at my dead-end profession. I'm living day to day. Yeah, listening to some good old country records on the radio. Hell, yeah, what else can I say?
Welcome back to the program. I'm Ryan Shores. With me, as always, is Dave Callens.
Hello.
And on the soundboard, our producer, Robert Timothy.
Woohoo! You know, we should almost introduce Paige Wesley, considering we did two stories from Colt Podcast last week.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No, she needs to do two stories from DeGeneres on her podcast.
She's like, on the next Colt Podcast, let's talk about how lame San Diego comedians are.
I'm having dinner with her and her fiancé tomorrow night in L.A. I'm going to fucking bring that up. Like, I'm going to make it real awkward at the table. I'm going to be like, so... We talk a lot about your show. I've been tuning in, and I've not heard a plug for the Yes Man.
I actually already did that. I went to their website and posted.
Friend.
I posted a thread on there with our link and was like, "Hey, we talked about you twice on this episode."
You're just fucking cyberbullying our friend with a more popular show and listening. Okay, fine.
You should make her think that she agreed to it already. Be like, "Well, I held up our end of the bargain."
I'll make her think that that's the reason I'm in LA and having dinner with her because she promised and doesn't remember. Everyone uses that on me because they know I have a shit memory from all the head trauma. So, like, I know for a fact that my wife's kid has done that before. My wife has done it before. I have no less than two friends who have pulled pranks on me using that information. I'm John Grooves. But anyways,
you know what you need? You need to start wearing a body cam like a cop. Like you just walk around with a GoPro on your head.
You just
got
to go full Memento style.
Tattoos everywhere.
Just use a Sharpie so you can do it on the spot.
I mean, I think they've done great things with voice recording these days. I don't necessarily need a tattoo saying you're a mediocre comedian. Go to work.
No, you need the police cam so you can go back and review the footage and whatever. You'd be like, oh, really? When did I say that? On what date?
Real reason I'm going to Hollywood tomorrow is my agent got married, he eloped, and he's having a party for his friends and client list.
Time out. Before we get into that, I'm sorry. When you reach a certain age, you can no longer elope. That's for young people.
No, see, I disagree. What I have a problem with is he eloped, so he went off and got married without having a big thing. And then now he's having a big party. That's called the wedding, and you just do it then. Like it's like they eloped, and they're like, we forgot something.
Oh, all of our friends. So I don't know if it's So it's for the client list, you know. And I've not shared with you some of the people I share a manager with. This is going to be the Z-list party of all time. And let me tell you something. I'm not talking shit because I'm lucky to be there.
Yeah, right.
I'm not even at the top of this Z-list. I am like middle to bottom of this.
Yeah, Ryan's pulling out Greek alphabet letters for the list he's on.
He's that exit before Vegas. Z-Z-Z-Z-X-Y.
I talk a lot of shit in demonstrating which company I mix it up with, but I really hope they don't drop me for this bit. But
right now there's a podcast going on in Hollywood where they're like, and then the guy from Soapy Joe's.
Right. We got the Soapy Joe's guy. All right, so let me read you some of the client list. These are people I share an agent with. And most of them, by the way, I mean, some of the things that my agent does is put them out on personal appearances and shit like that. I don't know. They cut the ribbon at the opening of a Subway in Reseda.
Of a Soapy Joe's.
Oh, how did they take that one from me? But mostly they do stand-up. And these are not stand-up comics. These are not people who got famous
for
stand-up
comics. Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Time on. Are these people who are in another field and now trying stand-up? Because
I feel
like, as a comic, I feel like stand-up is so disrespected. Like, other fields use it as a stepping stone.
It's a stepping down stone.
Yeah, no, but they have...
It's they don't crash back to being a non-celebrity so hard, they bump fucking stand-up on the way down like a branch.
I was like, oh, you're a model? You should get into stand-up.
Right.
Like, that's going to lead somewhere.
Oh, yeah. So these guys go out on stand-up gigs. Let me tell you, these are the people on the client list that'll probably be at the party tomorrow or not. I don't know. Number one, Farrah Abrams from the Teen Mom, and then she did a porn, and then you never heard of her again, and now
reality TV star?
Reality TV star. I'm not sure of his name, but he was the guy that yelled dynamite on Good Times.
Jimmy Walker?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of town.
I got the same agent as Jimmy Walker.
That's a catch right there.
Thank you. Stuttering John Melendez, who was on the Howard Stern show that talked a bunch of shit, stuttered a bunch of shit and they got fired or something. Oh, Ooh, Kato Kaelin. I share an agent.
Wow.
Wait, Kato Kaelin.
He's doing things? Like, what is
stand-up.
He
doing? Stand-up.
No, I remember years and years ago when he was, like, getting into stand-up.
Okay, so, guys, let's just stop right here.
Bobby, here's what we got to do.
What?
You and I.
What?
You and I have to come up with bits for Ryan to do with all these people, like life bits.
Oh, what, no. What's your claim to fame? I was nearby a murder.
Yeah.
How'd you get into stand-up? Somebody was murdered right near me.
In a room I wasn't paying rent on. I was trying to make it as an actor, you understand.
What about you? I had sex with a dude when I was 16. I didn't wear a condom. All right. I'm in showbiz.
I want Ryan to act like he's in character as Soapy Joe and to just insist that people treat him as in character.
No, because in that commercial I proposed, I'm not proposing to Farrah Abram. She'll accept. So, no. Okay, so I want you guys real quick. I'm going to throw some of these people at you because they're doing stand-up. And I want you to tell me what their bit would be about, okay? Dave, what do you think Kato Kaelin's opening joke when he plays the fucking, I don't know, flappers in Burbank?
What's the deal with gloves you find behind your house?
Oh, no. I think it's going to be more like, you guys ever slept through something really important?
Okay, all right. This one.
Now, Jimmy Walker, not only famous for playing JJ in Saint Dynamite, he also famously dated Ann Coulter for a minute.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, that can't be right. She's racist as fuck.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's why everyone is so shocked. A lot of people think it was just a work.
Wrong with that. She's racist. He's a black guy, and she's stick thin. Like, none of these make sense.
Stick thin, too. Like, they look like carbon copies of each other almost. But
yeah. Ann Coulter and Jimmy Walker. Who can tell them apart?
Skeletal and skinny, you just change the color.
It's like Johnny Depp and Skeet Ulrich. You just never know.
Okay, here's one. I share management with Keith Coogan, who you might know as the punk kid from Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Oh,
he's the guy that famously said, I'll do the dishes.
Dishes are done, dude.
All right, Bobby, what is his opening line when he plays the Comedy Store in La Jolla?
Thank God cancer beat me as the worst thing to happen to Christina Applegate.
Oh, my God. That's just mean. But kind of funny. All right. Here's one. Famously. This is famously now a guy's doing stand-up that I share an age with. Former porn star Ron Jeremy.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. I think we've all opened for him at this point. And so.
In more ways than one.
And then. That's what I love, man, is that comedy is a fallback plan if porn doesn't work out.
Yeah, it is bad when they're like, well, hold on, if things get bad enough, I might have to do comedy.
Yeah, comedy is worse than plan B.
Yeah, because you always hear fucking women joking, like, if things don't work out for me, I'll just give up and do porn. But then porn stars are like, ugh, next stop comedy.
Meanwhile, all the other porn stars are looking down on him like, man, you really fell on hard times.
And then they're just like, ew, I had to open for the guy with the Soapy Joe's commercial.
He didn't even have his dick out.
I would rather blow that fat warthog of a human being, Ron Jeremy, than share a stage with the Soapy Joe's Ryan Shores guy. Ew.
Here's Ron Jeremy's opener. God, I can't believe I have to degrade myself by doing this on stage.
One of the dudes from Cool Runnings.
Doesn't matter which one.
That's racist.
Well, it could be John Candy.
Yeah, I definitely share an agent with him. He and I are doing a lot of the same things these days. Here's another one. Screech from Saved by the Bell.
He's there? God. You're right. Dustin Diamond is repped by your agent?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. First of all, you have to talk to him, because I don't know if you guys remember, but he kind of famously got stabbed on Christmas a few years ago.
Well, yeah.
On stage, right?
I don't think it was on stage. I think it was, like, in a bar.
Oh, right. Someone's like, fucking, good morning, Miss Bliss was better.
Yeah.
Why'd you fucking change the title? Why'd you move it from Minneapolis to California?
Oh, that's a great reference. Yeah, so you're going to have to ask about that and the porn, obviously. Like, those are the only... Those
God,
are the
this two... guy did porn, too, huh?
Yeah.
Before he did comedy.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, Saved by the Bell was not the launching pad that I wanted it to be, so I'm going to make a homemade sex tape. rats. Comedy it is.
How great is it when your peak is at 18 and a half, still playing like a high schooler? So you have Saved by the Bell, super popular show. Then your agent calls, sorry, Saved by the Bell is canceled. But we do have Saved by the Bell of the college years. All right, slight step down. Slight step down a little bit later. Then he's got to do some appearances at county fairs. Then eventually porn. And finally, stand-up comedy opening for Ryan Shores.
Dude. Now, wait a second. Do you guys remember, this might have been 8-10 years ago, there's a story about Screech where he was like trying to raise money to save his house or something like that.
Something.
And so he was selling t-shirts, but he said that because of the copyright, it couldn't say Screech, so he added an extra E. It was Screech with three E's. And then it turned out that he didn't need the money. It was all some kind of scam, and there was no copyright. He's just some weird douchebag who just does these fucking random things.
Dustin Diamond comes off to me as like one of those people that would probably like... He probably has drugged a few girls. Like, I don't want to speak out of turn.
He's going to at this party. What are you talking about? Ryan, watch your drink.
Yeah. You're about to be 19 and pregnant.
By the way, I'm doing these in order of importance that they're on the site.
Well, you've already fucked up a little bit.
Yeah. It's not gotten to me yet. I'm way down there. I want to reiterate that I don't think I'm better than any of these people.
I wish instead of a party, this was a show. And I could go to it.
Right? Yeah.
I'm going to talk about the people, what happens at this thing. What's Screech's opening bit? What do you think?
I feel like he'd just be the smug asshole. He'd be like, hey, guys, remember me? Like, there wouldn't be a joke. He would just...
Oh, I think it's more... Well, I can tell you what joke he's telling at the party. I'm the only one here with that had a TV show at one point with a script fairer.
No. A 16-year-old pregnant chick had it.
That's what I just said. But he had one with a script.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to memorize lines.
I feel like it's... Fairer. I think in the 90s, they tried to give Cato a talk show.
Probably.
It's called Passed Out on the Couch.
They tried to give everyone a talk show.
There's a game show called Sleep Through This.
Screeches would be something along the lines of the girl who played Lisa Turtle kind of famously had a bipolar breakdown, a mental breakdown, and is now in a mental hospital, and she's still doing better than I am.
Oh, my God. I share an agent with a ShamWow guy.
Do you really?
Oh, my
the
God.
ShamWow guy.
First
that
of all,
is epic.
He's the one with the coke. Like, yes. That guy has a shit ton of coke.
That's what I'm talking to at the
Absolutely.
Party.
Absolutely.
Wait, didn't he get busted for coke?
Yes.
For
some of the prostitutes.
I think he like punched a hooker.
I think he beat up a hooker.
Yeah. He might have bit a hooker.
Him as a client. Yeah. We can put that in the book deal.
No, that's what got him here as a client. He was somewhere else. No,
he's more famous than that for that, arguably. He's the guy to do coke with because right when you do a line, you look at him and he goes, but wait, there's more. I'm like, yes.
You know what cleans up hooker blood?
Okay,
they kind of had a feud for a little while before he died. The Billy Mays.
Billy Mays
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
They two kind of had like a pitch guy feud, like who was the better pitch man.
Really?
Guess who won?
Didn't he die from coke?
Did he?
Billy Mays?
He had like a heart attack.
I thought it was like
something.
A drug cocktail, like all kinds
I hope
of
so.
Shit.
Whenever I hear someone die from just coke, I get very nervous. So I'm like, I thought no one died from that.
It does make sense that those guys would have like upper problems, right? Like those are the guys who are on the Home Shopping Network at 3 a.m. screaming into your TV, buy these knives! Buy them now!
Hey, how have I not landed that gig? That seems like right up my ass. Oh, he's not going to like me. He's going to see my energy. He's going to hear my tone of voice. He's like, he's coming for my job. Oh, yeah, I'm cruising.
The other thing about the ShamWow guy, before he was a pitchman, he actually made a lot of money with a movie that he made.
Really?
It was some kind of weird, like, you remember Movie 43, that just shitty, awful movie that was a bunch of vignettes? It was a comedy. Or like Kentucky Fried Movie, something like
okay.
that.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
He made something like that, and he sold it on his own and just made a bunch of money off that.
Like American movie, like Slash was in it, and he were like, you could just cut to him, he's like farting or something.
Yeah, it was just like a bunch of weird, random sketches that didn't tie together or something.
Yeah, well, you know OJ did one of those things. You ever seen that, Juiced?
He really committed to the character.
Wow.
Yeah, like after he got like acquitted, he like did some sort of variety show or something where he's like, at one point he's like dancing with strippers at the beginning, and then it cuts to him doing like hidden camera pranks, and like he sold it and they're like, yeah, you owe that to the Silvermans. He's like, oh shit, I don't care, I still cut the people's heads off and got away with it.
And then he's like, well, you're assuming that I'm the one who made this video. You know, that's a lot of assumptions here. If I made the video.
They're like, what did you do? He's like, nothing.
Okay, well, you know, I got to be honest with you. I think you're reading the list. I know what you said, but it feels like it's in reverse order of importance because they just keep getting better.
Yeah.
Okay. Better for the purposes of this show.
Exactly.
Okay, all right. So, okay. Oh, what's the ShamWow guy's opening joke?
He's not going to have a joke. He's going to start cleaning shit.
Look at this microphone.
Covered in blood.
Okay, all right, all right. Okay, so there's another one. There's another one. Air Force Amy, very popular.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
She's a prostitute.
She stepped down from, she started at prostitute.
Right.
And then stepped down to reality TV.
Right.
And now has landed at stand-up comedy.
Well, let's be fair. She was a prostitute on reality TV. Right. So it's a little bit of a crossover.
Give me a backstory. I don't know who this person is.
Air Force Amy, she did that show, HBO Cat House.
Okay.
And she's like very blonde, buxom, older MILF type chick.
She was what they call the bottom bitch for the guy who ran the Bunny Ranch, basically.
What's that mean?
Oh, okay.
Bottom bitch is your top prostitute. So she's the one who controls all the other prostitutes.
Okay.
Right. Ironically, bottom, wrong name for it, but, right. And I don't like the derisive name bitch, but that's just what they called them. But
I'm quoting.
Yeah, yeah. But
the time I said the N-word.
She was like the super experienced hooker who was that guy, Dennis Hoff. I think he just died. It was that dude.
No, he's on the client list. Yeah. Seriously, just passed him.
He just died. He ran
dude,
that.
It's like, you remember the movie Major League where she's naming all the players she got for the team? And he was like, I think that guy's dead. And he's like, just cross him off then.
So she was his like main prostitute lady on that show, and she seemed to kind of run things. I think she would orient the new girls when they would come in and stuff like that, but would walk around in a bikini with giant fake boobs and was, I don't know, when they filmed that show, I felt like she was in her mid-40s, so I don't know what she's up to right now.
Yeah.
She's going to be at a party in Hollywood.
Yeah.
She's going to be partying with the Shoresmeister. That's what she's doing. Let's see here. Ron Jeremy, I covered. Evan Stone, another porn star.
Wow, kind of porn heavy.
Yeah, very porn heavy. I
see a departure in careers for Ryan coming up soon.
Yeah, I do. I'm like three shit gigs and a divorce away from it.
No. Are you kidding me? Based on the trajectory we've seen, you got a lot of success to get to before you can work your way up to porn. That seems like a Justice League of degenerates. Like they have gathered together.
No, I feel like if you pitch this to your manager as an event, he would sell tickets and Bobby and I could go
enjoy
ourselves.
I feel like we could write a script as a horror movie. So you guys are all in a party and people start dying off one by one. And in the end, it's the ghost of Billy Mays.
Billy Mays here.
Right before he kills the Shamo guy, he says, there can be only one.
And then there's a bunch of people you never heard of, then Eric Knowles, then Jill Kimmel, then me. Gotta mention this. This week, commercial came out, got some people upset.
So did Joe.
No. My commercial didn't split the room. People were all very, just the people have spoken how much they love a good clean car.
Marriage rights for cars as well.
Oh, yeah. That truck I proposed in the commercial, he'll be there too. He's actually on the list higher than I am. It's a Tacoma, you understand. So the Gillette commercial came out.
Yeah.
It's a montage of different men that basically says, I'm not going to go through it word for word, but it basically says, hey, there's a lot of people doing some uncool things right now. And it cuts to like Terry
a lot of men doing some uncool things.
Men doing some very uncool things. Guys, don't be a creep. That was the message there. And if you see someone being a creep, speak up about it. And it cut to Terry Crews testifying about sexual assault in the industry.
Sure.
It shows,
had some scenes of like guys like creepily hitting on a girl and other guys stepping in and being like, hey, don't do that.
Yeah. It was a message that didn't need to be said, we thought, but evidently it super does. It was one of those things where I'm like, I thought we didn't need to say this, but yes, we absolutely do. And, I thought it was a great commercial. I'm like, well, finally a commercial no one can say shit about because it's pretty clear cut and dry is, guys, don't sexually abuse anyone. Don't bully anyone. If you see it happening, maybe try and say something.
Right.
And most fucking dudes are like, all right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Seems basically don't rape anyone, right?
I can handle that.
Yeah. Can you handle that? Yeah.
And also, by the way, take the positive side of this. Let's say you're not even trying to be a creep. Maybe you're just socially awkward. We all know people like that.
Yeah.
They're dudes who are unintentionally creepy. They're not bad guys. They're socially awkward and they don't understand. You, as a friend, should step in and say, hey, bro, stop that.
Yeah.
You may not realize this. You're coming off badly. I don't want you to come off badly. You're my friend. That's a good message.
It's a good message. Like I said before, I had no fucking idea how anyone could twist this into a bad thing. But, oh, boy, did the white men of America fucking not let me down. They found a way to make Don't Be a Creep offensive.
Yeah.
They're offended by it.
Well, let's be fair. It is like the narrow 1% of crazy people, right?
You know, it is. Let's go through all the different ways people have just twisted this like a fucking empty soda can into being offensive to them. Number one, this is my favorite. This doesn't even talk about razors. You're a razor company. You should talk about razors. You're not. You're talking about social issues when you should be talking about razors. Does it really affect you that they're not talking about? What, did you have any questions about the Schick Ultra?
What is Gillette? What do they do? What?
Damn it.
Well, aren't they, that's where the Pats play, I guess. Maybe they're a stadium company. Do they build stadiums?
I set my kids down. I don't know what they're rolling out next month. Is it going to be the Quattro Blade? Is there a fifth blade being introduced? I didn't know. I heard there was going to be a new computer. I set my children down. And we were all set to I marked it in my calendar, which we were going to read on Christmas like Brett Kavanaugh. we were going to watch this commercial, and it was all about not sexually assaulting people. Ah! So that was number one. Number two was, you're demonizing men. You're demonizing us. You're spinning men in a bad light. Dave, you want to take the lead on that one?
A lot of guys are terrible. Yeah. It's basically just saying like, hey, there's guys like this that exist. And then guys who are like that saying, hey, stop looking at me.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, these guys fell. I put this on my Facebook. These guys are like, it's very telling how they get so, like, defensive about it.
Right.
It's just like we talked about last week. When I post a joke about someone who engages in a very shitty type of behavior, and someone who was not named in that joke goes, hey, I don't do that. It's very telling. Yeah. Why are you saying something then? If I didn't describe you, why are you defending yourself? I don't know. Are you talking to me directly?
The bigger problem is, and my wife and I were talking about this on the car ride over, is the whataboutism, which is annoying because anybody can look at things and say, this is wrong. This is a bad part of this culture. Let's all talk about how we can fix this thing. And instead of going, yeah, you know what? That is wrong. We should make sure we fix it. There is this, how do I have this defense mechanism to stop from feeling bad real quickly? What can I do? What about this other group? What about this other person? What about this other thing?
Yeah, what about that prostitute in 2006 that wrongly accused the Duke lacrosse players?
Right, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that was bad. That was bad. Great. Then we should address that issue.
You need to untie that lady, though.
Yeah. Yeah, we should address that issue as a separate thing. And that has nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
And the idea that you have to, like, point out this other person is doing something bad, too, is fucking crazy.
It's Blue Lives Matter.
Yeah. Are there horrible women? Yes. There are sociopaths that are women and men, and those are all horrible people. And sometimes women do bad things, and sometimes men do bad things. Why can't we address one of them without having to bring the other thing up?
Yeah. Whataboutism is really killing dialogue. That's the number one killer of dialogue. Yeah. And not just about politics or social issues. Fucking in marriages. Like, that was one thing that me and my wife had to agree not to do early in our relationship because it would happen all the time. I'd be like, you know, you really kind of, you know, spoke to me in a very disrespectful way back there. It kind of, like, you know, hurt my feelings a little bit. Well, what about when you speak to me badly? Well, then we will talk about that then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We only discuss things that just happened.
Right, yeah.
We can't just keep going back to the one time I fucked up. Oh, no, that's not at all the case, but... But yeah, like, you know, and I've had roommates like that. Like, dude, you got drunk and trashed the house. What about when you got drunk fucking 3 years ago? Like, yeah. We're not talking about that.
It's just a defense mechanism that keeps people from being able to address their own issues and their own sensitivities. And it's a really shitty way to go through your life because you will never change. You are destining yourself to continue to make the same mistakes over and over again if you don't address it like as it comes up. And just take ownership. Just be like, yeah, you know what? Dudes do those things. But you know what? I'm not a dude who does that thing. So instead of being offended by it, I'll keep on the lookout so we'll make sure none of my buddies are. And that's that.
I pulled it up on YouTube. I was trying to get to some of the comments of like the really fired up dudes.
Ooh.
But just searching on YouTube, here's the kind of videos I'm finding when I search Gillette ad. Gillette anti-man ad. Gillette fail ad.
Did they fail?
Gillette, the worst an ad can get.
Okay.
Gillette attempts to shame men. It's insane.
Yeah, yeah. Now,
technically, Gillette attempts to shame men is not inaccurate. It's just not specific enough. Gillette attempts to shame deserved men, the ones who are deserving it, right? So there's a difference. They're not saying, hey, all dudes, you're rapists, which would be something that should offend people. What they're saying is, hey, if these people are acting this way, you should stop, which shouldn't offend anyone.
Dude, here's a good one. Gillette alienating its customers with toxic masculinity. Cool.
Yes.
We don't want them as customers. Fuck off.
Yes. Yeah, that's the thing. This goes back to what I said. It's very telling if you get upset. They're like, hey, anyone who's a creep is an asshole. And a bunch of creeps went, hey! Like, you just out yourself, you idiot.
Dude, right now there's a great market for Schick to come out and be like, hey, all of you horrible dudes, come shave with Schick. If you like raping women and not being accountable for it, Schick is your home.
All right, so I got the creme de la creme of fucking fired up, fragile ego. My penis doesn't work in this fucking Gillette ad.
This was the weirdest, perfect storm of stupidity that I had ever seen. It's happened today, and as it transpired, I was like a kid in Disneyland.
Oh, it's great.
Because I was watching this go down, and as it was going down, I thought to myself, and I'll go into it as Ryan gets into this, but the odds of this guy doing something this dumb are so small. Like, he really did hit the perfect storm of bad decisions. Unintentional in some ways, bad decisions.
Now, I don't even know what you're talking about because I haven't seen any of this yet, so I'm very excited to see what we're getting into.
But Ryan had posted this a few days ago, actually, on the about the Gillette
commercial. Yeah, I posted a joke in support of the Gillette thing. And, you know, I understand. There's the less toxic masculinity argument of, they're just feeding on our emotions to move product. Well, you know what? If it gets a social message out there, whatever. You know what? I hope they sell more fucking razors because of it. Good. I'd rather that than anything else, you know? So anyways.
So does every fucking Coca-Cola commercial with the polar bears, right?
Like, yeah, of course I fucking love polar bears. So anyways, the gay man and the animal. So anyways, I'm bringing this up because this guy, like Bobby said, he is the living embodiment of all guys that would have a problem with an ad decrying sexual abuse. All right, here's how it goes. This is Steve so Gibson.
This is so good. And he's not even a friend of yours.
No, I don't. Because my joke got shared around almost 200 times. Mm. So there's no end to where this guy fucking came across his desk.
But he tracked it down.
He tracked it down. Well, okay. This is all Steve. Well, okay. Now run an ad telling women not to go fuck some heroin addict while their husbands are at work.
Wow. Yes, I know. Hold on. It keeps going, but that is my favorite specific. Yes, I know.
That's going to reach a very small group of people there, Steve.
Right. 2 likes worldwide.
Now run an ad to Sharon Gibson about not cheating on her husband. Oh, Jesus.
Maybe you run an ad about not fucking a guy, Sharon. I miss you so much. So, okay, all right. There's more. But wait, there's more, as my label mates would say. Not to fuck some heroin addict while their husband's at work, and not to falsely accuse men of rape or abuse. This anti-male propaganda and the gaslighting on the threads demonstrate how serious the situation is. Men are being robbed, and society demonizes and gaslights us. Wait a minute. Wait for his little his denouement to this.
This is the best part.
I'm afraid the only way change will come is with bullets. They have no respect for us at all. Look. He threatened to kill women over at Gillette.
Is this building lock, Bobby? Yeah. Are we safe in here? Because I feel like he's driving to us now.
Oh, actually, you might be surprised, Dave. But also, just so you know, if you look really closely, Ryan, that's actually the edited version of that comment.
Really?
Meaning, there was something wrong with it. He fixed it, but that was what the final product was.
I think he forgot to add that he was going to murder women because he was upset over a fucking Gillette razor ad.
Also, I don't understand what look means at the end. He just states look as a one-word sentence at the end of that thing. There are so many hilarious things that are wrong with this statement.
Yeah, a couple things right off the top. I don't think he knows what gaslighting means.
No.
Probably
sure.
Not.
He demonstrably does not.
Propaganda, Bobby, isn't propaganda by nature false or not necessarily?
No, okay.
Because, I don't know, labeling that as propaganda just doesn't really seem like the right description. But I will agree with him that the problem can be solved with bullets. Hopefully he swallows one very soon. Since this is not his world anymore and he just can't take it.
So it was funny because, okay, so now I want to paint why this is such a perfect storm. So he puts this out on Ryan's wall. Now, think of the type of person who's going to go out onto somebody's wall. They don't know. This isn't on a public comment thread. This is on Ryan's Facebook wall and posts this comment to Ryan, to somebody he doesn't know.
Yeah.
He didn't realize, because you find out later on, he did not realize Ryan was a comedian.
Mm.
He did not realize that Ryan also happens to be a comedian in a large body or a large community of many other comedians. So he's already unlucky there. next unlucky thing. He's also, Ryan's also not like an open mic comedian. He's at the top tier of the San Diego comedian scene. So when he's put something on Facebook, it's going to get seen by quite a few hundred other comedians. Yeah. It keeps getting better though. Because we keep responding back and forth and he goes into tough guy mode. And at some point basically says, let's meet up and fight at some point. And I'm thinking to myself, of all of that. So let's say in the statistics of everybody you're going to make fun of on Earth, you pick somebody who happens to be a comedian. Oh, that's bad luck. You happen to pick somebody who's a pretty successful comedian. Oh, that's bad luck. You happen to threaten one of the probably 1.2% of comedians who would easily beat the shit out of him. Like, you could not pick a bigger group of less threatening individuals than the San Diego comedy scene. There are four people who could beat this guy up, and he picked one of them. How unlucky are you?
Okay, so
obviously, this needs to be settled with a roast battle.
Okay, so then he finds all that out. First, he goes into, like, you know, the standard hits, cuck, beta male.
Yeah, right, all
the by the way, I like how he throws out cuck. It's like, wait, weren't you cheated on by a heroin addict?
Right?
He's like, aren't you literally a cuck?
Oh, I forgot this one here, man. Okay. I was gonna fast forward, but I, this is just so, num. Okay. So first, because I didn't want to start shit with this. I just went, Steve, I think you have some issues, man. Like, that's all I said. I'm like, I think you have some stuff you need to work out.
You got some problems that only a bullet can solve.
Okay, and then of course he goes right into, Ryan, looks like your wife pegs you too. Now,
that's right. I forgot how obsessed he was with pegging.
Stop real quick. I did not know what the term pegging meant before this afternoon. So
you don't watch nearly enough porn. That's crazy.
Well, I just don't watch that porn. But I'm not against that porn. Sure. I didn't know the term pegging.
Right. I didn't know that's what she was doing to me.
Well, yeah. And so I was like, what? And he goes, my bad. You're a beta. Never mind. No woman is risking getting pregnant by you. I'm like, okay. So I don't know what pegging is, but he seems to think it gets women pregnant. So, okay. And then I had to ask my wife publicly. I'm like, hey, honey, what's... I asked her right in the thing. I'm like, honey, what is pegging? This guy that obviously was cheated on by with someone with a heroin addict is now having a nervous breakdown over it. He's obsessed with it. He might be right. You might do that to me, but I don't know what it is. And she explains, it's when a woman fucks you in the ass with a dildo. I'm like, oh. Wait, why do you think that you would get pregnant from them?
Because 9 months after a woman fucks you in the ass with a dildo, the stork comes. This is how babies work.
This guy thinks that a woman is at risk for getting pregnant if she uses a strap-on on a guy. Holy shit.
Is that not true?
He brought up pegging multiple times, by the way. He accused multiple people of really... really loving to be pegged.
He would not get off that or the heroin addict.
He thinks thou doth protest too much.
Yes. And my comment was something along the lines of, let's forget the fact that he clearly has a weird sexual preoccupation with pegging. Let's forget the fact that he's, you know, threatening to hurt a bunch of people. Let's forget the fact that he's got a fragile ego. So think about this. In his fantasy utopian world where he fights back against the great female oppressors that have been holding him down. He needs a gun. He still can't do it by himself. He's looking around and he's like, I don't know, Cheryl looks like she's mean. She's been gaslighting me and holding me back.
She's wearing a strap on. I need to defend myself so I don't get pregnant.
Oh man, Gillette better not do a fucking commercial about pegging. Yeah. No! I don't like that. Anyone that says I like that's lying.
Oh my God.
They're lying bitches. Okay. So then, you know, people of course pile on.
Oh yeah.
I'm
actually really sad I missed out on this.
When people attack me publicly, it's kind of the point where I'm like, I don't even need to do much.
It's great. It's great. I know Castleberry had a great one. I think his comment was, Bud, if your wife is cheating on you with a heroin addict, then you got a really lame dick game. It's true.
Those guys nod off talking.
Yeah, it's like,
there's no way they're like a sexual dynamo, just can't stop pumping. They fucking nod Jesus. Out, man.
I can't wait till the guy who smells like Linus from Peanuts comes over and really gives it to me.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to peg him.
Unless he steals it first, which probably usually happens. All right, so this is where he goes off the rails. This is where...
This is where he goes off the rails. Okay.
Oh, no. He's being quite reserved up until now.
Is it the part where he asks you to meet up with him in person?
No.
Or is it the part where he forgets? Oh, yeah. At one point, he forgets that Facebook tells you where he lives. And as we're making fun of him and saying something about him, he goes, "You guys don't even know what state I'm in." And we're like, "Yeah, you're in San Diego." It says on your profile. I was like, fine.
He was like,
all right, let's meet up and fight.
Yeah, let's meet up and fight. All right, so here it is. No, I think
he probably thought it was private messaging. Ryan is wondering how are all these other people messaging me back?
Oh, like a grandma.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That says something racist and doesn't need to know the whole world can see it. And they're like, stop it!
Back when your grandfather and I used to go pegging,
we pegged a Negro. Grandma, everyone can see this. Oh no! What is this DMs? It's really blowing up.
This is the newest shit commercial right here.
Okay, here's his thoughts. I think millions of men who have to look at you while they're lifting 50 to 100 pounds repetitively all day are pretty sick of the male bashing. All right, so why are all these guys staring at me while they're lifting weights?
And why is it 50 to 100 pounds? Like, what are we doing? Are we curling? Are we bench pressing?
No,
what are we doing?
So
it's
what
an impressive curl.
I think he was,
to be fair.
Or
curl,
was,
yeah, bench press, no.
He's trying to stay dudes with manual labor jobs. I think that's what he's getting at.
And they have to look at
but
me
I don't
doing
know why.
Stand-up.
I don't know what kind of weird 1984 dystopian novel he's living in where, like, there's a big picture of Ryan above everything.
Doing like, stand-up in my fucking ivory tower.
You're Kim Jong-un of San Diego. Yeah. There's pictures of you everywhere.
As he gets pegged.
He's acting like I have this huge fucking glamorous career while the others fucking slave away. But then, but I was like, hey, sir, you want to know who I share a label with? I got fucking Evan Stone, Air Force Navy. You know, I'm not doing that good.
Ryan, oh my God, I share a label with this guy.
Yeah.
He slipped out
the at the party.
All right, so, well, he'll show up to the party with a fucking gun. Anyway, so, I don't give a fuck, except their family court cases are killing their morale. And twats costing me money. This is happening because of the anti-male hysteria that goes all the way to the court system. I pay these guys, I don't know who he's talking, $45 an hour, and they're eating a cup of ramen. Disgusting. Like, why don't you cunts get jobs and quit stealing their money? I'm constantly buying their tools from them. What?
What the fuck?
So he has some laborers who are working for him, apparently at $45 an hour, and
no, I think $45. He keeps talking about court. I think he has some lawyer that he pays $45 an hour.
No, what he's saying is, he has laborers who are working for him, or people who are working for him at $45 an hour. But most of that money is going to their divorced wives, who have some kind of alimony settlement, and because of that, those guys have to eat cup of ramen noodles, even though they make $45 an hour lifting 500 pounds all day.
I mean, I'm a little disturbed how quickly you can decipher this guy.
Oh, I've read through his rants. Trust me.
But it ends with, God, I hope we have a civil war. We are so past due for a purge. Wait, he's talking about women. He wants a civil war. Dudes against chicks.
Right.
So his dream scenario is we win, finally.
Right.
It's what I've always wanted.
Bros!
Just the dudes.
Yeah!
Look, we can have sex, but it's not gay. All right, they're gone. We have no other choice.
If we call it pegging, it's not gay.
This is the type of guy who, when somebody, his buddy texts him from a bar, like, oh, don't come. This bar is a sausage party. He's like, I'm there. I'll be right there.
You just hear his tires peeling out over the phone.
Yeah, it was absolutely hilarious. He was nuts. At some point, when he found out that we all knew where he lived, or not where he lived, but we all knew what city he was in, then he was challenging people to meet up for a fight. It was everything you wanted it to be. It was so fantastic. He's such a heel. It's like a WWE heel, but in real
life. He's like the Iron Sheik in 1988. Dude, but here's the thing. Erin's a little worried because this guy seems unhinged, and a lot of his pictures are with guns, and she's worried that I post where I'm going to be. I'm not hard to find.
He's a coward. Cowards don't do
things. Cowards bring guns into places and shoot the place up.
No, the guy who brings the guns into places and shoots things up is the guy who usually doesn't say anything because
he's
fucking
very quiet.
Yeah. This is coward behavior. This is a very different type of person.
You think
so? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 100%. Yeah.
Well, like I said many times before, if I ever get murdered by something for something I said in a bit, I win.
Yeah.
I hope you know that when you shoot me, my last thoughts were, ha ha, I made you kill me. I have life insurance. My wife's going to live like a fucking queen.
Hell of a closer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. And like I said, when you get put in jail, the paper's going to call you a deranged fan.
Yeah.
That's how they're going to label you, and I hope it drives you nuts.
And me and Dave will give interviews and be like, this guy was constantly messaging Ryan. It was hard. He kept mentioning pegging. We don't know
he
what it is.
Peg him like a motherfucker,
he was breaking out. He said we would need to get rid of all the women, just be us bros.
Us poor
bros.
Cuck. Jesus.
So that's what goes on. That's what goes on in that toxic masculinity head. So for all the people, because there are some that I don't think are this insane, decrying this whole like, hey, you know, not all guys are the not all men dudes. You know what I mean? The guys that are like, not all guys are rapists. Fine. We're talking about the ones
that are. Yeah, because this guy's not just not all men. He's like, all men are being fucking brutalized by some unfair.
Not one of those bitches was telling the truth. Every rapist should get out of jail immediately.
The second every man goes off to work, the heroin addicts just come out of the trash cans, walk up to their front door, and start banging their wives. But every single one.
But let's see. Okay, so the heroin addicts are banging my wife, Sharon, but he is a man. I like that about
him. Yeah, that's true.
So I can't really demonize him for this.
That's true. That's
it was all that bitch that lured him in with her ways.
Now, do you think the heroin addicts have a schedule? Because there's not enough heroin addicts to housewife ratio, so do you think like one heroin addict takes like five housewives?
Oh, yeah, they have like territories and stuff.
But
for
that
sure.
Seems like a lot of like appointment planning for a heroin addict. You know, like
I was just thinking about that because heroin addicts aren't good about being punctual.
Right.
And showing up for things. So you got to tell him, like, Steve is gone at his lifting heavy weights job from 9 to 5. You need to be there in between those times. I feel like he doesn't even get there till 3.
Yeah, and do you think it's like every day, like he comes at 9, or is it a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and he's at somebody else's house on Tuesday and Thursday?
Oh, he can't keep up that kind of, like, not. It needs to be a routine if Perry or whoever comes over.
Oh, Dave, we forgot one of the other best parts of this. He kept talking about how he makes a shit ton of money, and he makes so much more money than everybody else who's making fun of him.
Right.
And if you go to his Facebook wall, it is just
him selling his belongings.
It's 10 straight ads of him selling like used air conditioners and a blender. Like it's hilarious. He's,
Yeah.
So I'm assuming somebody called him out on that.
Oh, yes.
Did he respond?
Yes.
What was his?
Oh, he didn't come back to that. It's like, dude, you're selling your belongings on Facebook for not very much money.
Yeah. I think I said, listen, it's not our fault that we can't all make as much money as you. It's not like anybody could get into the fast-paced world of selling used air conditioners on your Facebook for your house.
Dude, he's selling an air conditioner unit, his guitar he's selling, his amp, his cat, he's selling his cat. Anyway, but like that's what I'm saying. I don't do it just to fucking beat up on this clearly mentally not all there guy. That is the people that are speaking out against, like, men are being mischaracterized. The only people saying that are creeps.
Right.
And if you are not a creep and you really think that, you might want to keep it to yourself because it don't look good. So I'm going to just end this episode with a public service announcement, okay?
Don't be offended by Razor commercials. And if you are, shut the fuck up about it.
Yeah. Before you say, but what about women that lie about rape? It's a very small. It's nothing compared to the amount of
But let's say it's 50%. Let's say it was super high. It doesn't matter. That's whataboutism. It's not addressing the issue.
Right.
That does not take away from the real issue, even if it was a huge number, which it's not. But even if it was, it's still a dumb, logically invalid argument.
Right. So before you say, like, whatever advertisement is either mischaracterizing something or not talking about the product, whenever you're about to say that, I want you to think of little Stevie here, and I want you to think of the company you're keeping. Let's call it a week. I'm Ryan for Dave and Bobby saying, see you next week. Don't sexually abuse anybody. Cruising with the twos.
Back when your grandfather and I used to go pegging. Yeah, time passing by. Oh, yeah, time passing by. Oh, motherfucking time is passing by.
I would rather blow that fat warthog of a human being, Ron Jeremy, than share a stage with the Soapy Joe's Ryan Shores guy.